Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 27th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today, live from Podcast House, it's Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I feel really rested and not at all exhausted or overwhelmed.
Wonderful. We are here to talk about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And, you know, normally these are a bit shorter because most of the day the feeds are down for the eviction episode. And actually, this is, I think, the first time ever that there's more to talk about for what happened before the eviction than for after it. So let's get into it. We started the day with the trio of Paris, Maddie, and Will. They had decided the night before that they decided many things. But first they decided to evict Kayla. Then they decided back on evicting Allie. And so in the morning, they are on board to evict Allie. The question is, do we tell Johnny about this? And they were mostly like, no, we're not going to tell Johnny about this. But then they all went and did it anyway. So Johnny is going to have a chance to explain to them why he doesn't think this is a good idea.
Yeah, they're saying that keeping Kayla is better for their game. Keeping Allie is better for Johnny's game. So that's one of the deciding factors. Again, this is never going to be a permanent decision until the last second. But yeah, I mean, I think that they all feel bad in a sense. This is, we've talked about before, this trio is a little bit of an emotional group. And they will go back and forth based on how much they like somebody or how bad they feel.
Yes. I likened it to, you know, in the movies when there's like a puppy and like Air Bud, I'm pretty sure this happened in Air Bud, where they're like, okay, well, now the previous owner is going to compete with the new owner as to like who the puppy is more loyal to. And they're like, oh, come on, Air Bud, come on. And then he starts going that way. And then the other one's like, oh, but I've got some meat over here. And then he turns around and he runs the other way. And then it's just like a back and forth. And they're literally like a puppy. Like their attention just, they cannot hold on to more than like two reasons at a time to keep either person in this game. And they just, they go crazy with it.
Well, that's not fair. Air Bud was athletic.
It's true. And they are not. So Johnny's going to explain to them like, guys, what are you doing? Why would you keep Kayla in this game? It's dumb. You guys are all dumb. And so he starts to sway Will back around because, of course, that's what happens. And then Paris also starts to get swayed. And so they're talking again and they're like, oh, maybe we should evict Kayla. And, you know, maybe Kayla has a deal with Maddie. Maybe, you know, maybe it's better for us to evict Kayla, but not good for Maddie. And people have been talking about like who, like, was it the best decision for the trio to evict Allie, because it made the trio safer in the triple eviction. My issue with that argument is that the game isn't meant for three people to win. This is like, you don't win as a trio. Not that I think any of them have a great chance to win at this point, but it was certainly better for some people in the trio and worse for others. And they just continued to try and make the decision as a group, which I don't know was the most effective way of trying to make that decision.
Yeah, I honestly think, though, that it's easier for them to think that way because they'll feel less bad about their decision, because whichever way they can go, they can justify it by being like, well, maybe this wasn't great for like Paris and Will, but like maybe it's like really good for Maddie. So I feel like it's sort of like to mitigate the guilt, which obviously Paris is going to feel anyway. They can say like, well, at least it was good for one of us.
Yeah. And that's what I think happened, is that Paris continually said, don't make this decision on me. Don't put this decision on me. I don't want to be the one that makes this decision. Which, I mean, again, we talked about how this like reminds us of when we play Secret Hitler and we're indecisive about like, who can we nominate? And we go back and forth and back and forth. And oftentimes what happens is that somebody will just be like, as long as people are telling me to make this decision and I don't get blamed if I choose the wrong person and accidentally nominate Hitler, which ends the game, then I'm okay. I really feel like that's how Paris felt. And so she's going back and forth. Will is going back and forth. Will ends up telling Allie, you have my vote. Don't worry about it. Then Paris ends up, right at the same time, is talking to Dayla, and Dayla has flopped her back over to saving Kayla, and she promises them her vote, and they end it with a big group hug. So then they're back to like, oh, well, okay. So then Will goes back to the group and like, okay, so we're keeping Allie, and Paris is like, actually, I'm changing my mind again. And he's like, oh my God. And at this point, they almost have the right idea, which is, why don't we just vote whoever we want? Let's screw trying to make this decision as a group. Let's just go in there and vote. And obviously we don't care. We can barely make up our minds ourselves. We're not going to hold it against each other, depending on who we vote for. And I do think this was the way to go. But ultimately doesn't happen, as we saw in the triple eviction. But so this is where they are right now. And at this point, it's Paris and Maddie voting to keep Kayla, and Will wanting to evict Allie. But it's going to continue to change.
It's the most perfect encapsulation of this dynamic between the three of them, that like at the exact same time, Will is guaranteeing Allie his vote, Paris is like hugging it out with Kayla and having like, I love you, girl moment with her, where they're just so not on the same page ever.
Yes. So they continue to talk, and then Paris again comes back around to evicting Kayla. So after having just promised Dayla that she was going to keep them, she then talks to Allie and gives Allie her word that she will be staying. This is just all over the map. So then they've come together. She's promised Allie. They come together. They're like, okay, we're evicting Allie. Maddie's like, okay, this is not what I want, but I'm going to go along with you two. We're going to keep Allie in this game. We're going to evict Kayla. This is what we're going to do. Okay, let's do this. And then Paris is like, okay. And then she goes and she talks to Allie one more time. And she says, okay, Allie, I just want to make sure. Who would you put up if you won? And Allie's like, I put Johnny, Derek, and Maddie. She's like, okay. But what if somebody wins the veto? And Allie's like, oh my God, don't do this to me, Paris. Come on. Why don't do this to me, Paris? And this sends her home. This sends her home. This reaction is like, I do not know why Allie would do this. She was so close, but she gets angry at Paris. She gets visibly annoyed at Paris, and Paris is going to come away from this conversation like, okay, I'm still keeping Allie, I think, but why would I keep Allie if she's mad at me? Like, she's ignoring any other game consideration, and now she's just focused on like, well, Kayla likes me and Allie now doesn't like me. Allie's mad at me, so therefore I should probably keep Kayla.
Yeah, and if it's a straight up tie between the two of them, like it already is, something much smaller than this could have pushed her over the edge. So for Allie to be legitimately like annoyed with her is obviously going to be the tiebreaker. Why is Allie so frustrated by this question? She's just annoyed and like over trying to like go through all these scenarios?
Well, Allie in that situation would put up Paris. That was the answer to the question. She would protect Will. That was sort of what the plan was. And I assume that she was, I have to assume that she was worried that Paris was trying to set her up and get Will to not vote for her or something along those lines. So that like, oh, well, now if I say Paris, then Paris will vote against me. And if I say Will, then she'll go back and tell Will, and then Will will vote against me. So she's like, don't do this to me. Like, why are you screwing me over? But like, this is down to the wire. There's barely time for her to run back to Will. And if Paris is that much against you that she's willing to poison Will against you, then you've already lost the votes because you need both Paris and Will. So it wasn't even just in this moment. Allie continues to act annoyed to Paris about this, and they have a little bit of a tiff. And it's just so then Paris, and at this point they're like 15 minutes until the live eviction, And so Paris goes back to the group and she's like, I don't know, guys, Allie's mad. I think it should be Allie. And they go, okay, are we sure it's Allie? And they're like, all right, let's just go through the pros and cons one more time, but I'm pretty sure it's Allie. And then the feed's cut. So that was all we knew heading into the triple eviction. We made our predictions. I guessed it was Allie. We did kind of mostly guess it was Allie just based on how it went and that there was so little time to change. But it's crazy. Like, if that eviction comes a half hour sooner, Allie's in the game. If it comes an hour sooner, Kayla's in the game. If it's a half hour later, it could be Allie in the game again. This was completely the luck of the draw. The only thing that wasn't the luck of the draw is Allie in the moment ruined her turn on the wheel, right? Like, it was like, it was literally a roulette wheel, and it was just based on the time. When the time ended, who was it going to land on? And it happened to land on Allie, but Allie gave up her turn. And I really feel like that's what happened here.
Yeah, she didn't throw the hot potato. She just held on to it.
Yes. So we get to the triple eviction, and as we saw, they decided to evict Allie from the game. I believe we heard Will and Paris talking in the diary room, the hallway to the diary room. Will was like asking Paris, like, who did you vote for? She's like, Allie. He's like, all right, fuck. like, okay, we're doing this. So they evict Allie from the house. She is very, very, no. Yes, yes, they're talking about this. This is like, that could have been the decision right there. I mean, I don't think Will was totally decided until Paris tells him that that's what she voted for. So Allie is very upset with this vote. She is yelling at the trio. She is yelling at Dayla. She is yelling at Johnny. Arguments back and forth. Before she decides to step out of the house. Olivia, of course, also very angry. We talked about this last night on the recap. Probably not Olivia's best look if she wants to survive the triple. But she wouldn't be Olivia if this wasn't her reaction.
Absolutely. That's why we love her. and I also want to point out, just to set up as we go after the eviction, something that I think was really important to Paris was this idea of potentially a deal between Maddie and Dayla, or at least Maddie and Derek. And so I think that Paris, when she's in the mindset of like, I want to keep Kayla, I want to keep Kayla, she is saying like, she's believing everything they're saying and saying that there wasn't a deal. And when she's in the mindset of, I want to keep Allie, that's like what she's constantly going back to, is this potential deal between Maddie and Dayla.
Yes, which is funny because Dayla, as we see, Derek ends up winning the HOH after Allie leaves. Johnny knew that Derek had won even before it happened. He was like, ah. I just love like watching this. Again, for those that maybe haven't watched the recap yet, I talked about, we streamed our reaction on Twitch, and when I was watching this, I just love this cast. That like Johnny is in there, like, oh, I was so annoyed, you guys. I was so annoyed that Derek had won that. Like, he's just like, it's like they legitimately are just like playing this game with each other. And that obviously doesn't mean that they're not going to have lots of drama, as we saw in the episode last night and over the last few days. But when it comes down to it, they're going to be joking back and forth about like, oh, I was so close to that one. And so Derek is the HOH. He is going to end up nominating Johnny, Olivia, and Maddie. So Maddie, we talked about on the stream as we were watching, Maddie, probably the person who least benefited from keeping Kayla in the house, despite being the most adamant about it. But certainly this should help dispel some notion that that Maddie was like had some sort of deal with Dayla, because she was the most expendable to them in the triple eviction. Also interesting to note, as we've talked about over the last few days, the fact that that Dayla did stick to their word and they went after Olivia. I'm sure part of that was all of the arguing back and forth over the last few days, as well as Olivia's outburst in the triple eviction itself. But they had initially planned on not following through with that deal to some extent. But over the course of the last few days, with all the waffling, that is the one benefit of the going back and forth, that they didn't have time to not feel grateful anymore to Paris. So they actually followed through, and they sent Johnny and Olivia home after Kayla wins that veto.
It's always silly to rely on gratitude as like a token that you can like bring up later. But the triple eviction, like you said, is so fast that whatever emotion you're feeling at that moment, that is the time when emotions and gratitude are completely going to dictate it, which is like one of the fun things I think about doubles and triples, as much as they break our hearts sometimes.
Yes. So now the triple is over. And another thing that we talked about last night is that with the triple ending, it did make for an exciting episode, but the strategy is over, right? So we now have Dayla versus the trio, and it's just going to come down to competitions at this point. We were talking, like, when Arissa said, oh, it's a quadruple eviction, it's like, kind of might as well. The season's over at this point. We're just waiting for the competitions to come in at this point. It's mostly just about like which one of Dayla will go home if they lose, or which one of the trio will go home if they lose. So that's where most of the intrigue is going to come from over the next couple of weeks. And that's what I imagine we will be talking about every morning, is, you know, which person is most likely to leave of these people who didn't win the competition that they needed to win. Spoiler alert, Dayla has won, I believe, 6 competitions between each themselves before this HOH, and the trio has won 0. They are, I believe the math was 0 for 45, something like that, in competitions. Meanwhile, Derek has won exactly 1/3 of every competition he's been in, and Kayla has won like 2 of 7 or something, or 2 of 9 maybe.
Yeah, so it's much more likely that those two trade competition wins than basically anything else happening.
Yes. Another thing that comes of this triple eviction, just the way that the trio waffled back and forth, and then the decision that they ended up making, especially if they then get steamrolled to some extent, I am fully confident that that they cannot win a jury vote against either of Derek or Kayla. So they need to get both Derek and Kayla out of the game if they want any hope of winning, which means 2 of the next 3 evictions need to be Dayla, which is going to be very difficult to do when you're trying to just win any one competition, if you're the three of them and you haven't won any yet.
Yeah, and especially because you go from having three additional jurors in the house to not having them. At this point, it is too late for Kayla or Derek to lose the entire, or to lose a majority of the jury. When there is still most of the jury in the house, like, there's always that possibility that Derek and Kayla is going to do something so gross that like they become goats. That possibility is now gone, and the trio can't do anything impressive enough to win them over. So it really has to be, they just have to get to the end with each other and hope that it's the right person, because it is hard to say between the trio who would be who.
Yes. So we then have the HOH competition. The feeds come back, and we were still podcasting at the time. I was trying to hold out until the feeds came back so that we could talk about it last night. And the initial reports were that people were thinking that Paris won the HOH, and I was very surprised about that. And they were saying that she was crying. I was like, why would Paris be crying? Is she like happy tears? Like, why would she be crying if she won the HOH? No, Paris was not crying because she won the HOH. Paris was crying, and it became apparent because she started talking to the cameras. She went, I'm so stupid. I made the wrong decision. I can't believe we kept her. Oh my God, we're going to lose the game because Kayla won the HOH. And all but guaranteed that both her and Derek would be in the final four. But we'll talk about that because, you know, there are some minor complications, and they haven't really seen them yet, which is very odd to me, but yeah. So Kayla ends up winning this HOH. It's her versus the trio, and she takes it, because of course she does, because they haven't won a single competition. So Paris, she's crying, regretting the decision. She says Canada's going to see her as a floater. This sucks. This is the worst. And I genuinely feel like she's probably right to regret it. I do think it was probably the wrong decision here.
I agree, but I also think that Paris would be crying saying she made the wrong decision regardless of where this went.
It's probably true. She was always going to regret it based on like just how she approached it. And like she was so, so indecisive. Kayla Stacked is asking, wait, Taryn, doesn't this mean Kayla automatically wins Big Brother Canada 6? No, I wouldn't say that. But I do think she is the favorite to win at this point with Johnny backing her up in the jury house if she's against Derek, which I do believe at this point is the most likely final two outcome. Another thing I was saying last night was that I think, unfortunately, for I think a few people, the second most likely final two outcome is Derek and Will. So watch out for that. So Kayla has the decision of who to nominate. The trio immediately decides, like, okay, whoever's not on the block, we need to pull out the veto because here's the one small part of that could go wrong for Dayla. Is that Kayla needs to nominate two people. The third will be off the block along with Derek. So there will be five people competing in the veto. If the one person in the trio who is not on the block wins the veto, they can use it on one of the people on the block, and then both of those people in the trio will be ineligible for renomination, and Kayla will be forced to nominate Derek next to whoever else is on the block. And then those two who were immune from being nominated have the majority votes to send Derek home. This is infamously what Drew and Diane did with Cowboy in the final five of Big Brother 5, which is interesting because we made Drew and Diane comparisons to Derek and Kayla, but they would be on the receiving end of this instead of the doing end of it. So this is what they need to be careful of. And this is what the trio is already. Paris is like, okay, guys, I know I've said this before, but I feel like this is our comp. This is our veto. This is the one that we're going to win. Not quite sure about that, Paris.
Yeah. The problem is that this would be extremely satisfying if, like, Derek and Kayla, who do not realize this yet again, made some dramatic blunder and, like, nominated the two people who are worse at competitions. The problem is that all of these people equally suck at competitions. We have no idea who is the best. So I feel like they're taking a crapshoot regardless. So the fact that they don't know looms not as large as it would in basically any other scenario. Do you think it's possible that they're going to realize it soon?
I think they have to realize it. I mean, this has been talked about. So to clarify this, Dayla is deciding who they want to put up on the block. We'll walk through their thought process. Kayla, first of all, wants Paris on the block because she doesn't want Paris to be able to say that she was never nominated in this game. She wants to cut that off. That cannot be an argument that Paris gets to use if she makes it to the end. So she wants Paris on the block. Derek suggests that Maddie should go up next to her because, of course, Derek wants Will off the block. Derek wants to keep Will in the game. Kayla kind of, this is the sort of John Netta awkward, a little bit of awkward conversation where it's like, Derek knows that he has Will more than Kayla does. So Kayla's like, yeah, that'd be great for you, but I don't know if I want to put Will up on the block. I don't know if I don't want to put Will up on the block. They talk about how they think that Maddie is the biggest mental threat. Will would obviously be the bigger physical threat. And that Paris is the worst at competitions. Paris is the endurance threat. But obviously the veto is not likely to be an endurance competition. So if they were playing optimally, even though obviously they want Paris to be on the block so that she can't say that for her resume, they would probably want Paris off the block because she's probably the least likely person to win a veto that is either physical or mental, which it's going to be one of those two. I think, according to their own logic, should be their reasoning. Will also, I think, is terrible. They both agreed that Maddie is the biggest biggest competition threat in general, and that they would love to see her leave this week. However, they would also like to see Paris leave this week. because they do still think that Paris was a big social player, and to get her out would be nice. So, so ultimately what they come down to is, let's put Paris on the block because we want her on the block, and let's put Will on the block, and we'll leave Maddie off the block with the potential to use the veto and send Maddie home, or we could send Paris out. And as Lita mentioned, they have not yet realized that if Maddie wins the veto, Derek goes home. They talked to themselves about how they were like, we've made Final Four together. I have to imagine Kayla is a big, big fan of this show. She's been on Slop for like a month and a half. So I think this is factoring into this, but they haven't yet, unless they have in the time that we've been talking, realized this flaw in their plan. And I do think, to answer Lita's question, that they will realize it, because it doesn't, it's, this is not like a super complicated, unknowable thing. This is a, like, they're gonna kick themselves like, oh my God, I can't believe we almost missed that. But as soon as they think about the options and like what happens when people win veto, they're going to realize, oh, wait a minute, Maddie could win veto and she could send Derek home. And that may alter their plans. They may end up leaving, I think maybe Will off the block once they realize that. That would be my prediction for what they might do.
Yeah, well, they don't want to leave Paris off because Paris has already declared that it's their comp. So, you know, you don't want to mess with that kind of confidence.
Yes, that's the tricky part of it. I did get a question from Stacked. Is Will and Maddie, a Will and Maddie final two better than a Pax Bros win? I don't know. I don't know. Pax Bros at least won competitions, I guess. So probably worse.
Great.
No, it's Will Maddie.
Oh, sorry.
Will Maddie final two.
Will Paris. I'm sorry.
Will Paris, I think, I think Paris would probably be better than the Pax Bros. So Stacked also asks, if Maddie wins every possible competition from here on out, is possible to win? Yes. If Maddie wins out from here, then I think she would get credit. She'd be able to take Paris or Will, and I think she'd beat both of them if she is the single person that took out Dayla. But other than that, I think she's drawing dead, and I don't think that's very likely to happen. Although she did study Kevin's notes, despite the shade that she threw at him last night. Maybe his notes can pull through for her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that with the trio, it's hard to count anyone completely out because I think that they're pretty even at this point. So any kind of dramatic comp run or big move or whatever, or any move that can be attributed to them solely, is going to be a tiebreaker here.
Yes, and I believe last night I said that the live feed updates would turn into the Big Brother 19. Live feed updates because the strategy in this game is over, and us talking about Maddie going on a competition spree and taking out Dayla and winning this game very much reminds me of Big Brother 19 when it was all fan fiction all the time.
Possible.
Yes. So that is the state of the game. I do think that that it would be kind of funny if Kayla and Derek just completely slipped their mind and they accidentally left their biggest competition off the block. And Derek ends up going home. But at the same time, I'm kind of rooting for them. So don't want that to happen. I'm sure they're going to realize it. If they don't realize it, I might not be able to root for them because that would just be bad. That'd be pretty bad. But at that point, it's just like, man, who has done bad lately? Because the trio has messed up a lot as well. But we'll see what happens. It's really just going to come down to, the excitement for the week, for the next few days is, will Dayla realize that there's this loophole in the system? Who will win the veto? Will, the person who is off the block manage to pull it off? It would be a miracle. And then which of the three?
A miracle for a person to win a cup.
Truly a miracle. which one of the three in the trio will go home? It seems right now that it is between Paris and Maddie. Will seems to be safe as of right now. So that's the setup we've got for the week. And I doubt there'll be too many big changes along the way.
Yeah, but now that you've put that into the universe, hopefully there will be.
that was my logic in Big Brother 19 too.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to pray for the best here.
Yes. All right. So that's what we've got for you today on the live feed update. I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you again on everything happening on the feeds. Liana messaged me last night. She said I don't want to spoil it. She might have something planned for her wardrobe tomorrow. For the live feed update. And I will be talking with Allie and then Liv and Johnny later today for the exit interview, where I will hopefully be asking them all about their jury vote preferences. And we'll hopefully get a good view of where their jury vote might go, what their philosophy will be as a juror, and some other great stuff from the evictees, people that have been evicted. Each night I've gotten less and less sleep. I think I've done pretty well. I think I've done pretty well with my words. All right, guys, this has been a lot of fun. I will be back home tomorrow. No more podcast house podcasts. But it's been very fun hanging out with you guys here. It was very, very great, on Twitch. Everyone that hung out with us as we watched the triple eviction, that was so much fun. This season has been great. It's kind of over at this point, but I'm just very grateful for the great stuff that we had up until the triple eviction. Very, very happy about this season, even if it's just a total dud from this point out. I think it's been great up until this point, so very happy.
Yeah, but I would also like to say, like, if it's going to be like a dud similar to BB19, these are a much more fun 5 people to watch on the feeds, and that matters. Like, these are people that we can root for. The worst thing that they can be right now really is boring, which I think is much better than kind of the ugliness and the meanness that we saw in BB19, where we're like, okay, there's no strategy, and also this is like hard to watch. So at least we've got some nice people that deserve to win, still in the game.
Yeah, and that goes back to what I was saying about like just loving this cast, yeah, and the way that they handled the triple and the joking around, and we talked about the pillars of strategy in the house. We still got 2 of them in there, and all of them played hard. And even though I was like, Allie, I'm so annoyed at you for like evicting yourself, essentially, as she was going out, like nearly in tears talking to Arissa, I was just like, I felt for her because she tried so hard in this game. And so many of the people in this cast have done that. So kudos to the casting here. This has been one of my favorite casts in a while. And I'm very happy with the season. But that's all we've got for you this morning. Make sure you check in again soon. Yukonor asks what my Twitch handle is. It's Taryn Armstrong. If you search on Twitch, I will be playing some more video games, and maybe we'll do some more like Big Brother reactions. That might be fun at some point in the future. So there we go. We've done it. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. Matt Gagan is in the background trying to not be in the shot.
I don't have a Twitch handle, not that anyone asked, but maybe I'll start one just to get more streamers than you.
By the way, for anyone on the who was listening for the audio version, my favorite part of this update was when a shirtless Dom poked his head out from the staircase and then quickly retracted his head from the staircase, and then a minute later came walking through with a towel. So if you want to find that, come look at the video. All right, thank you guys so much for
Ninja.
Oh yes, we are still podcasting about Ninja Warrior. We've got Ninja versus Ninja coverage headed your way. Some great stuff there. I believe we just found out that Isaac Caldera will be competing on the next season of American Ninja Warrior. That's very exciting news, isn't it, Lita?
It's very exciting. So this is a great time for you to start catching up on all 9 seasons of American Ninja Warrior so that you're really ready for when our coverage comes back for the regular season.
You don't need to have watched previous seasons. She's lying to you.
You won't understand our podcast. Very high-level strategy.
So great stuff there. But thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.